七节，
verse 7,
也不因为是亚伯拉罕的后裔就做他的儿女。
And nor are they all children because they are the seed of Abraham.
唯独从以撒生的才要称为亚伯拉罕的后裔。
But indeed in Isaac your seed shall be called.
第八节，
verse 8,
这就是说肉身所生的儿女不是神的儿女，唯独那应许的儿女才算是后裔。
That is, those who are the children of the flesh, these are not the children of God, but the children of the promise are counted as the seed.
所以呢，我们为什么是真的以色列人？
So how come we are an Israelite indeed?
因为我们是从应许生的。
Because we are of the promise.
这给我们一个很大的信息。
And this gives us a great message.
也给我们一个很大的盼望。
This gives us a great hope.
也给我们一个很大的肯定。
This gives us great confirmation.
我们是以色列人，是因为我们是从应许所生。
We are a true Israelite because we are born of the promise.
我们再请看第八章。
Let's read chapter 8.
八章的十六节。
Chapter 8 verse 16.
这里说圣灵呢与我们的后与我们的心同证，我们是神的儿女。
It here says the Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
圣灵跟我们的灵呢同证，我们是神的儿女。
The Spirit Himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
所以，一个有圣灵的教会里面的弟兄姐妹都是神的儿女。
So our church with the Holy Spirit means that its members are the children of God.
有真理，
we have the truth.
有圣灵，
with the Holy Spirit,
成为我们一个很大的福气。
And this becomes a great, tremendous blessing for us.
也因为这样，我们希望别人也跟我们一样。
And because of this, we really wish that others will be like us.
但是我们也没有发觉到说真理圣灵呢其实并不是来自于我们。
But have you realized that the truth and the spirit neither came from us?
圣灵跟真理都是来自于神。
The spirit and the truth comes from God.
不是我们人能够去创造它或是发明它的。
Not something which can be created or invented by humankind.
所以我们成为真以色列人是因为神的关系。
So we became a true Israelites, that's because of God.
而不是因为我们自己的关系。
Not because of us.
那这样就太好了。
Then this is truly great.
不是吗？
Isn't it?
只要凡事都是因为别人，那我就可以不要做任何努力。
Then as long as it comes from something, somewhere else, then I don't need to do anything.
因为我的努力并不能改变我不是以色列人。
Because my diligence cannot change the fact that I am an Israelite.
我必须要从神那边来的，我才有办法改变我自己。
It's only from God or whatever I've received from God that I can truly transform myself.
那等于说整个得救呢，只是神的决定，而不是我的关系。
Then are we saying that the salvation is the decision of God and it's got nothing to do with me?
不是吗？
Isn't that the case?
那我们再请看约翰福音的第一章。
Let's look at now John chapter 1.
所以我们常常要表现出我们是真以色列人。
So somehow we always want to manifest the fact that we are an Israelite indeed.
我们常常在真理上来争论。
That we often argue about the truth.
我们常常在祷告上来表现。
And we want to show, demonstrate through our prayers.
我们以为祷告比较久的比较属灵。
We thought that the longer we pray, the more spiritual we are.
他比较像以色列人。
Or he is more akin or more like an Israelite.
那很明白真理的人呢，他是更接近神。
Those who really knows the truth, they are the one who is really near God.
我们的前提是什么？
What's our preamble?
我们的前提是真理跟圣灵是来自于神。
Our preamble is that spirit and truth comes from God.
那我们现在又拿来自于神的东西成为我们自己表现自己的一种条件。
But now we take something which comes from God and use that as something which manifest or to demonstrate the conditions we are at.
想要在真理跟圣灵上来表现说我是真以色列人。
That means that we want to make use of the Spirit, Holy Spirit and the truth to demonstrate the fact that we are an Israelite indeed.
这个会逐渐让我们在信仰上跟我们自己呢分开了。
This will cause us to separate gradually from our faith.
好像只要能够祷告很久，
As long as we can pray for a long time,
或是我能够将真理讲得很清楚，
or as long as I can explain the truth very clearly,
那我应该就是真以色列人。
Then I'm sure that I am an Israelite indeed.
在我们之前也有一批人有这么的想法。
Before us, a certain group also have a similar idea.
在我们之前有一批人叫做法利赛人。
Before us, we have a group called the Pharisees.
他们有律法。
They have the law.
他们有割礼。
They have circumcision.
他们对神的道理在当时是比较明白的人。
At that time, they are a group of people who are very familiar with the law of God.
所以他们认为说，在他们时代里面呢，他们是比较接近神的一群人。
So for them, they consider themselves as a group who is really closer to God than other people.
那我们现在是不是在走同样的一条道路
？Now are we treading on the same path?
当然，你说我们现在是凭应许生的啦。
Of course, we said we are born of the promise today.
跟他们是不一样的。
We are different from them.
没有错。
Yes,
但是在心态上某种程度是相同的。
But in terms of mindset, to a certain extent, we are very similar.
因为我们都是借着神给我们的东西来表现我们自己。
Because we make
高于别人。
Because we make use of what has been given to us from God, to demonstrate that we are better than others.
就像法利赛人一样。
Just like the Pharisees.
那我们来看这个约翰福音的第一章。
Let's look at John chapter 1.
耶稣基督怎么来定义以色列人呢
How did Jesus define an Israelite?
47节
Verse 47
耶稣看见了那叶就指着他说看啊这是个真以色列人他心里是没有诡诈的
Verse 47 Jesus saw Nathanael coming towards him and said of him Behold an Israelite indeed in whom there is no guile
拿但叶不是最明白真理的人
Nathanael was not someone who really knows the truth.
他说不定也是一个无学小民而已。
Maybe he is just someone who is not well educated.
但是耶稣基督却说他是真以色列人。
But Jesus called him an Israelite indeed.
这个真的以色列人，但是跟他们当时代的真的以色列人做一个相比。
We can make a comparison between this true Israelite and the so-called true Israelites at that time.
所以在圣灵降临之前
So before the descendant of the Holy Spirit
在保罗明白凭应许生的才是真的以色列人
Before Paul come to the understanding that it is only those who are born of the promise are the true Israelites.
耶稣对真以色列人有个很重要的定义
Before this, Jesus gives us a very important definition concerningAn Israelite.
那这个定义呢现在逐渐被我们忽略掉了
But somehow we tend to neglect this definition now
我们今天比较注重这之后圣灵降临以后的定义
We tend to pay more attention to the definition given after the descendant of the Holy Spirit
其实耶稣这个定义相当的重要
In actual fact the definition given by Jesus is very important
一个真以色列人在他内心是没有诡诈的
For a true Israelite in him there is no deceit
虽然他有真理
Although he has the truth,
虽然他是凭应许生的
although he is born of the promise,
但是他内心若充满诡诈
but in his mind, if he is full of deceit,
在教会里面我们可以说他是真以色列人因为他是凭应许生他有圣灵
In the church, we may say that he is a true Israelite because he is born of the promise, he has already received the Holy Spirit.
但是在神来看他不是
but in the eyes of God, he is not.
有一次耶稣基督责备法利赛人
One time, Jesus rebuked the Pharisees.
那这个责备我从小看了一次就印象很深
It is a rebuke which had a great impression upon me as I've read this once
耶稣责备人起来真的那个如果以今天的标准的话可能要被抓到监牢里面去了
So if by today's standard maybe what Jesus said would cause him to be imprisoned
不是吗
Right
他说不要将好东西丢给狗吃
He says do not throw things to the dogs
你讲什么
What are you talking about?
谁是狗
who are these dogs?
外邦人是狗吗
Are the Gentiles dogs?
我看今天要被审判了
Today you will be judged
种族歧视
Because I will be racism
所以呢有些话我觉得说真的让人印象深刻
So somehow the words of Jesus create a deep impression
我们不要去争论这个用字适不适合
We do not need to discuss whether the choice of words is appropriate
尤其不要用我们今天的标准来看过去的用词
Particularly not using the standard of today to determine the words used in the past
耶稣责备法利赛人的时候
When Jesus rebuked Pharisees
他说他们像粉饰的坟墓
He said they are like a whitewashed tomb
外面漂漂亮亮的
Beautiful outside
那里面呢却充满了死人的骨头
But inside is filled with the bones of the dead
如果真以色列人的条件只是真理圣灵的话
If the condition for an Israelite is indeed just to be an Israelite
如果你以为说你进入了应许的教会你得了圣灵的你就真以色列人
If you think that after I've entered into the true church and I've received the Holy Spirit then I become an Israelite
但是却充满了诡诈的心
But within you, you are filled with deceit
在某种程度上跟耶稣的责备是相同的
Then on a certain level then it is similar to the rebuke by Jesus
所以我们今天应该 既然我们都已经得到从神来的条件了。
And so today we have all received all the criteria given by God.
那我们现在要让我们自己真正的成为以色列人。
Now we need to make sure that we ourselves can become an Israelite indeed.
而不再以神给我们的为最大的满足。
Not just to be simply satisfied by what, receiving what God has given us.
其实神给我们这些，他只是要帮助我们达到后面这个目标。
In actual fact, what God has given us is simply to enable us to reach the final goal.
就像神要我们像他一样。
Just as God wants us to be like Him.
你如果没有经过洗礼，没有经过圣灵的帮助，你是不可能像他的。
It's impossible without going through baptism and Holy Spirit.
但是你不能说我得了圣灵，我受了洗，那我就像他了。
But you cannot simply say because I have been baptized, because I have received the Holy Spirit, then I am like Him.
这还差得相当的遥远。
Because there is still a big gap.
洗礼圣灵是为了要让你能够。帮助你像他一样。
Baptism and Holy Spirit is to enable you to become more like Him.
所以当我们在祷告
so when we pray,
我们有个追求。
We have to pursue a goal.
追求不要再只是追求，要明白更多的真理。
A pursuit is not just simply to be able to understand more truth.
或是只是想要在祷告里面得到一个欢喜的经验
or just to gain some kind of joyful experience through our
prayer. 我们要让这个祷告能够进入我们的内心。
We must enable our prayer to enter into our heart.
求神真的洗涤我们内心的一切。
To pray that God will really cleanse our inner part.
将我们做一个很彻底的改变。
To make us, to enable our complete transformation.
成为一个没有诡诈的人。
To become one without deceit.
这个很不简单。
This is not simple.
你要成为回到小孩的状态很不简单。
It is not easy for you to turn back to be like a child.
要重新回到那个没有罪的状态也很不简单。
To go to a state, a sinless state is quite difficult.
虽然理论上我们罪已经被除去了。
Although theoretically speaking, our sin have all been washed.
但是事实上我们还是在跟罪征战。
But in reality, we are still battling with sin.
我们并没有还没有得胜它。
We have not yet conquered it.
我们必须去得胜它。
We need to conquer it.
得胜到对它已经不再有感觉了。
To conquer it so that we have nothing to do, we have no feeling about it.
所以今天我们受洗之后
So today after we are baptized,
我们要逐渐的达到真的没有诡诈。
Gradually we have to reach a state where we have no more deceit.
那我们来请看以弗所书。
Let's read then Ephesians.
以弗所书的第四章。
Ephesians chapter 4.
我们今天讲灵修。
Today we talk about spiritual cultivation.
很多的时候，我总觉得是很多的时候，我们看一下以弗所书第四章好了。
Let's read Ephesians chapter 4.
17节以下哈。
From verse 17 onwards.
他说我们不要再像以前的人了。
It says we must not be like the no longer walk as the rest in the past. 18
节。
Verse 18.
因为心里呢是昏暗的。
Because their understanding is darkened.
跟神所示的生命隔绝。
They were alienated from the life of God.
这是不同的生命。
That's a different life.
因为呢，他们里面充满着第十九节，良心尚健，就放纵私欲，贪心各种的污秽。
Because having in the past, being past feeling, have given themselves over to licentiousness.To work all uncleanness with greediness.
20节
Verse 20.
你们学了基督呢，却不是这样。
But you have not so learned Christ.
你们既然听过他的道，领受他的教，学了他的真理。
For indeed you have heard him and have been taught by him as the truth is in Christ, in Jesus.
理论上已经是成为真以色列人了。
And then theoretically speaking, you are now a true Israelite.
22节
Verse 22.
再来是你要做的工作。
Now this is what you have to do.
神已经给你条件了。
God has given you the conditions.
你就要自己开始做这个工作了。
Now the work is now for you to do.
要脱去你们从前行为上的旧人。
You have to put off concerning your former conduct.
23节
Verse 23,
要将你们的心智改换一新
and be renewed in the spirit of your mind.
要让我们成为一个重新来的一个属神的人
so that we become a man that belongs to God.
那这很简单
and this is very simple.
25节
Verse 25,
说要弃绝谎言
so put away lying.
说谎话
lying.
这个是一个很小的事情
this is something small, minute.
但是你会发觉到当保罗在写书信
But when you real, but when you look, go through the letters written by
Paul, 他常常将这个说谎放在第一个要改正的错误。
He often plays telling lies as a fault which we must change.
其实用耶稣的说谎来看
，If we look at it from the sayings of Jesus,
说谎是出于魔鬼。
Lies comes from the devil.
那说谎就是从诡诈的心出来。
When you lie, it comes from a heart of deceit.
当然，我讲不是说你吃饭了没有，你吃过，你说没有吃饭，这个跟这个没有关系的。
I'm not talking about, you know, when someone asks you have you eaten and you say, oh, I have eaten. You know, that's got nothing to do with this.
说谎，我们以后可以再将它讲更清楚，什么叫做说谎。
Maybe we have a further opportunity to talk to give us a to talk more about a lying.
尤其那存着一种动机不良的心在说谎。
Particularly if you have ulterior motive when you speak words like that.
就是你的话语里面跟恶是结合起来的。
That means that whatever you say is somehow connected with evil.
那这个是一定要弃绝掉。
And this is something that we must get rid of.
你们要弃绝谎言
You have got to put away lies
要跟邻舍说诚实的话
And speak truth with your neighbors
那再来呢生气不要犯罪
Be angry and do not sin
也不要给魔鬼留地步
Do not give place to the devil
而且呢要有余的呢要能够分给那些缺少的人
Those who have more should give distribute to those who have in need
污秽的言语一句也不要出口
Do not no corrupt communications
那32节
32
要有恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
Be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another.
这都是要我们去做的。
These are things that we have to do.
我们再请看哥罗西书。
Let's go to read Colossians.
哥罗西书。
Colossians.
哥罗西书的第三章。
Colossians chapter 3.
第三章的第一节。
Verse 1.
三章一节。
Chapter 3, verse 1.
所以你们若真与基督一同复活
If then you are raised with Christ
如果你们真的成为以色列人真以色列人
If you are an Israelite indeed
你们就要思想上面的事情了
Then seek those things which are above
你们不要再思念地上的事情
Don't just think about the things on earth
第三节
Verse 3
因为你们已经死了
For you died
你们的生命跟基督一同藏在基督神的里面
And your life is hidden with Christ in God
基督是我们的生命
Christ is our life
跟刚刚以弗所书讲的是一样的
As what is being said in Ephesians as well
你的生命必须改变
You have to change your life
而不是因为你而不只是因为你得到了什么东西
It's not simply because you have gained something already
如果你得到了圣灵
If you have received the Holy Spirit
如果你得到了救恩
If you have received salvation
但是你的生命却没有改变
But if you have not transformed your life
那你不能说你是真以色列人
Then you cannot say you are an Israelite
因为耶稣的定义不是这样
Because that is not what the definition of Jesus was
真以色列人要达到内心没有诡诈
A true Israelite isWhose heart without deceit?
那你到哪一天才能够说我是真以色列人呢
？Then so, or when can we say we are an Israelite indeed?
那这就差很多了。
Then that's there is a big difference.
所以，当你出去传福音
，So when you go out to preach,
你可以说没有错，得到真理，受洗，我们就是真以色列人。
Of course, you said yes, we are true Israelites.
这是你在传福音的第一个步骤。
This is the first step in your evangelism.
但是等你进入了这个神的家
，But when after you've entered into the household of God,
你要告诉你自己
，You have to tell yourself,
我还不是
，I'm not yet,
因为我还没有达到耶稣的要求。
Because I've not yet reached the requirement of Jesus.
这是不同的。
So this is where the difference.
就像我们在传福音常常会讲的比较简单。
Just as when we preach or evangelize, we keep things simple.
不过现在讲的太简单，人家会拿去告你。
But if it is too simple, others will accuse you as well.
我现在觉得现在这个时代很奇怪。
This generation is very strange.
当保罗写罗马书
，When Paul wrote the book of Romans,
你只要口里相信，心里承认，就能够得救。
He says, you know, you believe and and when you confess with your mouth, then you'll be saved.
我们今天弟兄姐妹听到，马上会去告。你看他没有说要受洗。
And today, when our members heard this, they will say, you know.Listen to this teachings. He has missed out baptism.
让我们听道理已经没有办法很完整的听一个道理。
And so it seems that we cannot listen to the truth in peace.
所以你对外面传福音跟你对里面的要求是不同的。
So when we preach, it's quite different to when we are sermonizing within.
我们不能以第一步当作结束的那一步。
We cannot take the first step as your final step.
第一步是对的，但是更重要是要怎么结束它。
The first step is correct, but more importantly is how to finish it.
所以我现在问你们。
So I would like to ask.
当然也问我自己。
Of course, I'm also asking myself.
你是不是真以色列人？
Are you an Israelite indeed?
说不定我们就开始会说，好像还没有那么的事。
Maybe we begin to think that, you know, not yet.
但是一开始我们会认为说，我们就是不是
？Maybe in the beginning we say yes, indeed I am.
所以一定要更换我们的心的心智。
So we have to renew our mind.
让再来接着呢。让我们的生命有个改变。
So that there is a transformation in life.
那再来，我们再请看九节。
Let's read verse 9. Colossians chapter 3, verse 9.
不要彼此说谎。
Do not lie to one another.
因为你们已经脱去旧人和旧人的行为了。
Since you have put off the old man with his deeds.
要穿上新人，这新人在枝上渐渐的更新，正如他的主一样。
And you have to put on a new man who is renewed in knowledge according to the image of him who created him.
再一次的，保罗将说谎放在前面。
Once again, Paul mentioned lying.
因为耶稣说是没有诡诈的才是真正的以色列人。
Because Jesus said, there's only ones whose heart without deceit can be considered as
an Israelite. 所以当你的心还存有一点要说谎的心意。
So in your heart, in your mind, if you still have a little desire to tell lies,
想要跟恶来结合，达到你的目的。
In order that you want to do as to connect with evil in order to achieve your final aim.
在教会里面。
That is in the church.
比如说你很想侍琴。
For example, you love to be a pianist.
但是教会没有排你侍琴。
But the church have not made arrangement for you to become a pianist.
是排另外一个事情。
But instead, ask someone else to be a pianist.
你就要想出一个恶的方式，讲一个谎话，让这个人呢没有办法事情。
Then maybe you think of an evil way or to tell a lie so that you the particular person will no longer become a pianist.
当然了，我们常常有时候会有这样一个倾向。
Somehow we have this tendency.
那我们有时候不会觉得。
But we have no feeling about it.
我们甚至以为说我们在做一件很美好的事情。
We might even consider ourselves doing a good work.
因为你看那个人做错什么事情，没有人知道，我一定要让别人知道。
Because you are saying, you know, that person has done something so wrong, but in secret, that it is my duty to tell everybody.
那其实不是什么大事。
In actual fact, it's nothing. It's not a big deal.
但是我要先让他好像有什么大事一样。
But I want to make it big.
为了什么呢？
Why?
为了让我能够得到他的位置。
So that I can, his job, I can do his job.
这是一个很诡诈的心。
So this is a wicked mindset.
在做工作的时候。
So when you work,
尤其当我们一起在工作的时候。
Especially when we work together.
你会常常发现这个心会突然会出现。
So sometimes we find out that such ideas will creep into us.
当你听到别人的工作好像比较好。
When you heard that others' work is better than ours,
你总是要想说到底哪里不对。
Then you said, oh, there must be something wrong.
当你的工作好像不是很好。
When your work is not so well,
你总是会想说哪里是很特别。
Then you always find the good points about it.
不是吗？
Right?
所以有时候我们要很留意。
So sometimes we have to pay
attention. 不要让这种诡诈的心进入我们里面。
Don't let such deceit enter into us.
要将这种跟恶结合的话语离开我们。
That we must put away these words of evil.
那么再请看哥林多后书。
Let's read 2 Corinthians.
有一次我的经验里面。
For me personally.
因为我们知道说话语区工人很少。
Because we realize that there are only a few workers in the French-speaking countries.
所以很多的报告都是我写的。
Most of the reports were written by myself.
有一次有个人反应，让我觉得很奇怪。
One time, I received a comment from someone else.
因为我每次寄的相片人都很少。
Because every time when I send out photographs, it contains not too many people.
他有次告诉我。
So one time he said to me,
传道，你能不能寄一张有很多人的相片给我们看？
So he said, preacher, can you send me a photo with a lot of people in it?
我那时候觉得有点不舒服。
I felt uncomfortable about that request.
因为在这句话里面，
because within that comment,
好像对那边的工作不是很信任。
It is as if you don't really trust the work over there.
既然那么多人得救。
If so many people have been saved,
为什么下面总是五六个人?
How come that in every photograph you sent, there are only five or six people in it?
其实很多的事情不是这样子。
In actual fact, that of course is not the case.
要很多人很简单啊。
If you want a lot of people in a photo, it's very easy.
我随便在照照一百个人，你也不晓得是谁啊。
I just take photos of 100 people.And you don't even know who they are.
但是这个让我很警觉。
But I feel something about that comment.
其实很多的事情不是你想象那么单纯。
In actual fact, many things are not as simple as you think it is.
人的内心很难去捉摸。
It's very difficult to grasp the heart of man.
所以先知书里面有这么写。
So that's why in the book of the prophet, the prophet says,
神本来要造一个好人，结果呢，人却生出了诡诈来。
That God created a man, a good man, but a man's heart is full of deceit.
我们要将这个除掉。
We have got to get rid of it.
不是不能有问题。
It's not that we cannot ask questions.
而是在问题里面，你有没有存着诡诈的心？
But when you ask a question, are you asking from with evil intention?
如果你们要看很多人，我可以给你看很多人。
Because the point is, if you want to see a lot of people, I can show a photo with a lot of people.
但是会不能
上当。But you must not be deceived.
不是吗
？Right.
你为了证明你工作很好
，In order to prove that your work is successful，
不是你工作，对不起啊，你证明说神在那边工作很好。
If you prove that the work of God is very prosperous，
你到最后会陷入在比外面的东西。
At the end, you fall into the trap of comparing with external matters。
你在工作的时候不再去注重对他们一种彻底内心的改变。
Then in your work, you no longer pay attention to the transformation of the inner mind。
因为这个要相当长的时间。
Because this takes longer.
但是如果要很多表面的事情，那太快了。
It is very easy and quick to achieve things which looks good externally.
所以我说，非洲你要盖会堂太快了。
So I said, if you want to build a chapel in Africa, it's very easy and quick.
看你要不要给他2000块、5000块。
Depends on whether you are going to give them $2,000 or $5,000.
你一年之内可以盖好几间。
And within a year, you can build many, many chapels.
但是我们不这么盖。
But this is not the way how we work.
因为你这样盖只是败坏他们的心而已。
Because if you do so, then you merely corrupt the faith.
已经差不多几个月了，一个教会有几个月，刚果一个教会很好。
There is a church in Congo which is very good.
它从13个人现在变成200多人。
Within 2 years, it has increased from about 13 members to over 200.
他们盖了会堂。
They built a church, a chapel.
但是里面没有铺水泥。
But within is not concrete.
你知道说他们非洲的弟兄姐妹唱诗都会跳起来。
You know that in Africa when the brethren sings, they would make a dance.
他们发觉他说哇灰尘太多，灰尘很多。
So they found that it is very dusty.
他们一直要求要铺水泥。
They hope that we can put a concrete floor for them.
这是我认识最好的教会。
This is the best church I've experienced.
我说你们先奉献了。
I said, okay, start by your offering.
他们在一个周末奉献$310，吓了我一跳。
And so over a weekend they offered $310 US, and it really shocked me.
我很抱歉，我生出诡诈的心。
I'm sorry that I have a deceitful mind.
我不相信。
Because I did not believe.
不是不可能，哪里有可能他们有这么多钱
？I said that's impossible. How come they have so much money?
我就打电话给那传道。
So I phoned the preacher.
我说你们怎么有可能这么多钱
？So I phoned local worker and said, "How come you have so much money?"
他说我自己奉献$10。
He said, "For me, I offered $10."
我太太奉献$2。
My wife offered $2。
然后他要写信说希望能够拨款给他们盖水泥。
And so eventually they made a request asking for assistance to concrete the floor.
一直到昨天。
Until yesterday.
已经几个月了。
How many months?
我昨天回信给他。
A few months have gone, and yesterday I wrote back.
我说我小时候的教会有很多灰尘。
I told them, you know, when I was young in my own church, it's also very dusty.
你要怎么解决这个灰尘这个问题呢？
How can you solve the problem about dust?
你就聚会前先洒水。
So you just sprinkle some water before the service.
我想他可能会很失望。
So I'm sure that they would be very disappointed.
但是就是这样。
But this is the case.
因为我们一定要让去熬炼他们的心。
Because we have got to train up their mind.
信仰不需要冲得很快。
You do not need to charge or rush forward with your faith.
就像从半个小时之前跟现在。
Just now, just like half an hour ago and now.
半个小时之前，如果问你们说，我们是不是真以色列人
？If half an hour ago I ask you, are you an Israelite indeed?
你可能会说是的。
Maybe you will say yes.
但是经过半个小时之后
，But after half an hour,
你可能没有办法讲那么大声说是的。
Maybe you will not say it out so loud.
我们还有很多的东西没有做好。
There are still many things we have yet to complete.
但是我们却一直在跑。
But we are still charging forward.
那如果这样跑得太远的话
，If we have charged too far away,
说垮就怎么都垮下来。
Then when we fall, the whole will collapse.
就像在盖房子。
Just like building a building.
你如果一个砖块一个砖块慢慢的盖起来。
If you don't build it brick by brick,
你只是想要赶快盖好来荣耀神。
You just want to finish it as soon as possible in order to bring glory to God.
你在荣耀当中可能就垮下来。
Then suddenly in all this glory, the whole building might collapse.
好了，我们看哥林多后书的第四章。
Let's look at Second Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多后书的第四章。
Second Corinthians chapter 10.
第四章的十六节。
第四章。
四章。
Chapter 4, sorry. Chapter 4, verse 16.
四章十六节。
Chapter 4, verse 16.
十六节这里说，我们不要我们外体呢虽然毁坏，内心却一天新是一天。
In here 16 tells us that even though our outward man is perishing, yet the inward man is being renewed day by day.
所以一个真以色列人的信仰过程。
So for the faith of a true Israelite,
他的生命过程。
The progress in their life.
必须是一天新是一天。
It has to be renewed day by day.
你看我的心情哦。
When you look at my mindset,
我现在不是很平静。
Although it's not very peaceful.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为我的压力
because I have certain kind of pressure.
祷告要30分钟啊。
Because prayer has to be at least 30 minutes.
现在剩下20分钟。
Now only 20 minutes left.
所以我会很紧张。
So I get agitated.
因为我说没有祷告30分钟。
Because if I do not pray for 30 minutes,
有人家就会说，要传道每次祷告都很短。
Everyone will accuse me of having short prayers every time.
不是吗？那比较不属灵。
Is that not the case? Then you say preacher Yang is not very spiritual.
我们已经没有办法了。
Then we are beyond.
连我这么老狡猾的人。
Because 像
我这么狡猾的人呢。
For me as a cunning person,
要顶住这个压力还是很困难的。
It's very difficult to hold to this, to withstand this pressure.
我们被套到一个公式里面。
We have been imposed within a constraint.
你一定要这样才是怎么样
？You have to do this in order to do that.
你若不是这样，那你就。不是怎么太怎么样
If you are not like that, then you will not do that.
那这个我想说，我们有时候要放开它。
So sometimes we have to release ourselves.
我总觉得说，祷告是你跟神的事情。
I felt that prayer is something between you and God.
你在这十天之内能够每天祷告一个小时，这没有什么作用。
Within this four or five days, if every day you can pray for an hour, it's not effective.
问题是你回去之后能不能每天祷告二十分钟？
The real question is whether after you've gone home you can pray.
如果你每天回去能够每回去每天能够祷告二十分钟
if after you've returned you can continue to pray for 20 minutes every day.
那来这边祷告十分钟都没有关系
That really doesn't matter if you only pray 10 minutes here.
好，那我们再请看何西亚书的第八章。
Let's continue to read the book of Hosea chapter 8.
何西亚书的第八章。
Hosea chapter 8.
第十一节
，verse 11。
所以，我们对内心的改变要相当的去留意它，哈。
So we have got to pay particular attention to the renewal of our mind.
尤其要去除那诡诈的心。
Particularly to rid those deceitful mind.
就像我们要去非洲。
Just as if we want to go to
Africa. 你到底是存什么心要去非洲
？What kind of motive do you have when you go？
这个只有你跟神知道而已。
It's only something between you and God.
但是你要相当的留意。
But you have got to pay particular attention.
十一节。
Verse 11。
八章十一节。
Chapter 8, Hosea chapter 8.
以法莲增添祭坛取罪，因此祭坛使他犯罪。
Because Ephraim has made many altars for sin, they have become for him altars for sinning.
我为他写了律法万条，他却以为与他无关。
I've written for him the great things of my law, but they were considered a strange thing.
至于献给我的祭物，他们自食其肉，神却不喜悦。
For the sacrifices of my offering, they sacrifice flesh and eat it, but the Lord does not accept them.
以色列人增添祭坛，不断的盖会堂。
Israelites kept on making altars. They kept on building chapels.
但是呢，神却让他犯罪更多。
They kept on building synagogues, but God continued, but they kept on sinning.
在我们认为说很荣耀神的动作里面
in actions where we considered as glorifying God,
但是这个动作却不断的使他犯罪
but such action would cause them to continue to sin,
因为他对神的要求完全不理
because they have ignored the requirement of God,
他以为外表的条件符合了就符合了
they felt that externally if we have satisfied the requirements, then we have done it out.
我们现在还有十八分钟
now we have 18 minutes left.
我们就会祷告吧。
Now we're going to pray.
那我们祷告的时候
，When we pray,
不要再求，要明白真理。
Don't no longer pray to understand the truth more.
这一次了哈。
For this prayer,
不要再求说哇要圣灵充满。
I don't need to pray for the fulfilling of the Holy Spirit.
只求一件事情。
Only pray for one thing.
主啊，求你让我成为一个真以色列人。
Lord, transform me to become a true Israelite.
让我像拿单耶一样，内心没有诡诈。
So that I can be like Nathaniel.Without deceit,
让我内心里面呢能够新每天新思一天
，so that in my mind it can be renewed day by day.
那我们就留在自己的位置祷告就好了。
And so I would ask you remain in your seat and to pray.
那我们就来祷告。
And so let's pray.
我们一起祷告。